Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Baxas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Locke. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bobby Locke. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Narlski. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Narlski. And now, play ball. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Beal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. The ball gets by Berberet. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel takes first base on ball four. Yost moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a pop-up towards short. Beal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bridges moves to second. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski bunts towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to third. Veal moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Locke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. Held reaches second base with a double. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 0 for 1 in the game. Baxes hits a line drive into right field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Francona. Berberet reaches second base with a double. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chris Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chris Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxes misplays the ball. That's an error on Baxes. Berberet scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power bunts towards third. Yost fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Yost. Strickland moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso bunts towards first. Zerniel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoso for the out. Strickland moves to third. Power moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Power scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris pinch hits for Reynarlski. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Maxwell moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 0 for 2 in the game. Baxes hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 2 in the game. Chrisley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler bunts towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Veal moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Veal scores. Yost moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baxes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Zerniel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Veal applying the tag. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berberet strikes out. There goes Zerniel. The throw from Nixon to Held, and Zerniel is out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chris Lee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobo Osborne now playing first base. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Vallow moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-3 in the game. Baxas bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Held moves to second. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Strickland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Barney Schultz now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bridges moves to second. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bridges moves to third. Veal moves to second. Don Mossy pinch runs for Johnny Groth. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Francona. Yost reaches second base with a double. Bridges scores. Veal scores. Mossy moves to third. It's 9-6, Indians. Jim Perry now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keene strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 9, Tigers, 9. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Berberet hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chrisley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 9. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Smith now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 0 for 3 in the game. Baxes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Veal strikes out. There goes Bridges. The throw from Brown to Held, and Bridges is out. 2 outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 9. The Indians will come to bat. Granny Hamner pinch hits for Jim Perry. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 4 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brodowski now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keene bunts towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. 1 out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Maxwell is walked intentionally. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. Osborne hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Berberet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baxa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 9. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Colavito moves to second. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keane throws the ball into Bridges, who tags Held trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Colavito scores. 2 outs. It's 11-9, Indians. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-4 in the game. Baxas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-9, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Bridges strikes out. 1 out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Red Wilson pinch hits for Bob Smith. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baxa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.